And of course, I hear all this man bashing all the time and all this man blaming, but I'm just not a man, you know, I'm a white man. Oh, there we go, yeah. I got it quiet, didn't it? Oh, why did he say that? Because it's not popular to be a white male in today's world. I mean, according to these radical fringe elements of political correctness, the white male is to blame for everything. I'm a white male. I don't have shit. I don't have anything. I've never had anything. Do you think if I controlled things that I would be here now? I'd be on television. To hear these political correct pundits, I mean, you would think that a white male never went to school. He never worked for anything. He never did a menial job. Oh my God, how it makes me feel, you know, when I see signs that go, hire women and minorities. Hey, why don't you just say, fuck the white male? It is definitely wrong to deny a woman or a minority a job based on that, but it's also, in my belief, wrong to give them a job based on that. I believe somebody should be given a job based on, can they do the job? If I'm going in for brain surgery, I don't care if you're a fucking dolphin. Make me well. But everything in the world today has to be a political statement, a social commentary. Be an activist. Oh, this is all I hear all the time. And I'll tell you something, I can talk about all this, you know, because I am the world's greatest minority. Yes, I'm white trash from Kentucky. White trash, the ignored minority. Any other minority, you call them a name, you're a racist. But you can say hillbilly, hick, redneck, cracker, peckerwood, white trash. Nobody will ever say anything. You won't hear Phil Donahue, that's insensitive. Look at the way my group's portrayed on television, the Beverly Hillbillies. Was that the dumbest goddamn group of people you ever seen in your life? Could you imagine any other group of people portrayed like that? The Black Hillbillies, they'd fucking burn Hollywood down. Every white liberal right behind them, burn those racist bastards down. What happened if we did it? What's the matter, you can't take a joke? Green Acres, hey? How about that? Pig was smarter than a peepo in that show. We watch that show, my grandpa go, God, I wish we had a pig like that. Gomer Pyle, there's a role model. Now think about that. You cannot show any other minority group like those shows I have just mentioned, but you can show my group, and we don't complain. Why? It's either one of two things. Either we have a sense of humor, or we're dumb. It may be a combination of each. You want to talk about stereotypes? You want to talk about stereotypes? I go up north. I tell somebody I'm from Kentucky. You know what I hear? Yeah, did you ever make love to a cow? Now, that's a ridiculous stereotype, but I don't get angry, because anger doesn't achieve anything. I just laugh. I laugh. I tell them, oh, there's a lot of difference between making love to a cow and having sex with a cow. You make a cow faint, you know you're a man. You satisfy a cow, you can handle anything. But making love to a cow? Going through a pasture with champagne bottles and Johnny Mathis records? You can say that you're leading me on. It's not going to happen. On occasion, the stereotype is true in every group. I know it's true in my own group. Last year, me and my brother go to the Kentucky Derby, got pulled over by a big redneck sheriff. Looks like he stepped right out of Smokey and the Bandit. He had flies in front of his face. I don't know why. I told my brother, don't say nothing about those flies. Right away, my brother goes, those are Zuzu flies, officer. I said, boy, what's a Zuzu fly? He said, well, usually find those around a horse's ass. He said, boy, you trying to say my face looks like a horse's ass? I said, no, sir, but you can't fool a Zuzu fly.